Thanks for walking me home, dude. You really didn't have to, though. I know it's been a long time since I was back in town, but I do still remember how to get around. So, do you maybe want to come inside? I bought a few lemonades on my drive-in that we could share. They're the good brand. Least I can do after such a nice dinner. Great! Cool, I mean. Come on. It's nothing special. I'm only supposed to be here a couple weeks, so I wanted something simple. The bed is pretty comfy, though. Let me get you that lemonade. Here. To old friends, huh? I still can't believe it's been so long. It's funny how much we've changed. And how so many things are still the same. There's still that big building near the school. Remember when they were supposed to tear the whole thing down because kids kept breaking in and getting drunk? Yeah, by kids, I mean us, of course. I didn't think we were that drunk. But my mom was so mad when I came home that night. I thought she was going to kill me. Your dad wasn't happy about it either. If I remember right, he banned me from coming around for months, and I had to break in through your window every time we hung out. He even told my mom not to let me anywhere near you. For some reason, she thought I'd be a little more girly if I had a boy around to impress. She was so excited when we went to prom together. Even though I kept telling her it was just as friends, she got so into dress shopping. She thought you were a good influence on me. Well, yeah, your dad usually only saw me when we were getting into trouble. My mom knew how important you were to me. I kept in touch. We called and messaged a lot after I left town. Even after you met your ex. Whatever their name was. But, well, you know, I left on kind of weird terms and we stopped talking so much. I was... it's stupid. No, I'm not gonna say it. Fuck off. Oh, okay, look. I thought maybe you didn't like me, or actually I thought that you hated me. Or that you just didn't want to be friends anymore. It felt like you didn't want to see me. Why? Come on. You know why. Because our friendship got kind of weird before I left. Yeah, I mean all the kissing. If it had just been one kiss, it would have been fine, but it wasn't just one. Okay, heavy petting is something my grandmother used to say, so please don't ever say that again. I knew, but I didn't think it'd be... God, it's so hard to say even now. I had some feelings for you. More than just a crush or finding you hot. Well, I'd already decided to leave town, and I guess I was scared of how I felt about you, and if you felt the same about me. I couldn't even admit it to myself, and I was leaving anyway, so I thought I could just enjoy myself while it lasted, and then we'd be back to normal and I'd never have to tell you about how I felt. Yeah, I mean, looking back at it, it was obviously stupid. Friends don't usually kiss, and they certainly don't kiss as many times as we did. I'd never really... You know, my mom used to joke about you and I a lot, but it wasn't until after we finished school that I started to think about you that way. And then that night, we were both a little tipsy and no one else was around, and I just thought, fuck it. And it was really nice kissing you. Way, way nicer than I thought it would be. Hey, you weren't quite as handsome then as you are now, but I still enjoyed it. I enjoyed it enough that it kept happening. Every couple weeks, there'd be another party and another reason for us to be alone after a beer or two. It was way too intimidating to sleep with you. That would have meant admitting how I felt. 20-something me was way too emotionally unavailable for that. I mean, sure, on some level I knew you had feelings for me too. It wasn't like you thought that sometimes friends just platonically make out, but you never said anything, and I didn't want to ruin it. I'm sorry, too. We were so stupid back then, huh? It would have been so much easier if we just admitted our feelings. But you know, I've changed since then. We both have. But my feelings haven't. Can I... Oh, fuck. That's even better than I remember. I missed this. I missed you. God, you smell good. Like, dizzyingly good. Oh, what? I can't be a little romantic. Shut up. This is okay, right? We're not... It's not weird. I'm sorry. It's weird. I shouldn't have... Fuck it. I don't care either. Wait. I want to be on top. Yeah, yeah. Some things never change. Yeah, when did you get this hot? Fuck, okay, wait. Are we doing this? Well, I wasn't exactly expecting this either. I'm on the pill, and I'd use a condom normally, but I trust you. Do you trust me? Good. Now, help me with my clothes before I fucking lose it. Hey, my eyes are up here. Just because you haven't seen my boobs in a few years doesn't mean you can stare. Now, let me do you. Oh, damn. Oh, your dick looks so much nicer than I thought it would. Oh, don't look so fucking smug. I'd only ever felt it grinding against my underwear. Can I touch you? Oh, it feels nice in my hands. So soft. Almost. Is that nice? I used to think about doing this all the time. Just stroking your cock on my knees for you. It's even better than I thought. Yeah? I'm not surprised you used to think of this too. Although, knowing guys, you probably imagined something more like this. Your best friend on her knees, naked, kissing, sucking your cock. I can feel how fucking hard you are. I can feel you throbbing for me. What's got you so excited, huh? Is my head that good? Or do I just look that good sucking your dick? Jesus. It's amazing. I could get drunk doing this. Oh, God. Now trust me. I do too. God. I could do this for hours. But I want to ride you. To be honest, as soon as I saw you tonight, I couldn't think of anything else. The whole dinner I was thinking about how good your hands would feel on me. Oh, fuck. No, it's fine. It feels good. I want it. I need it. I'm just gonna go slowly for now. Hey! My neck is sensitive. Oh, it's hard to focus on writing you when you kiss me there. Oh, God, that's intense. Your stubble against my cheek is, oh, so nice. Oh, kiss my breasts, please. Oh, I can feel you all the way inside me, through my whole body. Every fucking bit of me can feel you. Oh, God. If I'd known your dick was this good, we could have skipped dinner. It feels good for you too, right? Perfect. You're gonna make me blush, idiot. I can... Oh, fuck, that's not fair. It was supposed to be me fucking you. Oh, fuck. No, don't fucking stop. Oh, no. Don't even slow down. Oh, fuck yes. More. Keep going. Oh, God. Yeah. Fuck. Oh, fuck yes. Don't slow down. Fuck. Yeah, does my pussy feel good? Tight for you. Oh, I'm so fucking wet for you. Can you feel it too? Fuck, fuck, I'm close already. Fuck. Your cock, it's gonna make me come so fast. Oh god. Oh, your hands feel good on me. Yes. Oh, please, more. Oh, my hips. Hold me tight. Oh, yeah. Squeeze me. Oh, don't stop. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, I can feel you. Are you gonna come too? Yeah. Oh, fuck it. I want you to come inside me. Oh, I need you to. Please. Please fill me up. Fill me up, please. Please. I want you. I need you. Oh, to make me yours. Come with me. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Yeah. God, yeah. That felt good. Let me just, let me rest for a second. Oh, breathe. I missed you so much. Did you miss me? I really hoped you'd say that. I wish I'd reached out sooner. I love you. Can we just lay here for a little while? I just want to be with you right now. I want to feel your hands on mine and breathe in your smell. Maybe kiss you a little more. Is that all right? Maybe I'll extend my stay in town for a little while. Good.